Google floods the zone, small models rewrite the economics, and Claude gets dissected. Google released two separate Gemini updates in a single week. Gemini 3.5 Transcribe, a purpose-built speech recognition model aimed directly at OpenAI's Whisper and commercial services like DeepGram and Assembly AI, and Gemini Omni 1.1 Flash, a performance and cost improvement to the multimodal line handling text, image, audio, and video. Developers in the HN comment thread ran live benchmarks, reaching a consensus that the Flash tier improvements are genuine, particularly on long context tasks, while flagging pricing as an unresolved question for high-volume production use. The week's structurally more significant AI argument, however, came from a post titled "Small Models Have Arrived," which accumulated 670 points and 300 comments. Its thesis: the dominant narrative of AI progress has been captured by scale, more parameters, more compute, larger context, and 2026 is the year genuinely capable small models are making that narrative obsolete for the majority of real-world applications. If a model running locally on a laptop handles 80% of use cases at 95% of frontier quality, the economic case for paying API fees to cloud providers for those tasks largely evaporates. Frontier models retain their advantage on the hardest reasoning tasks, but commenters noted that hardest tasks is a smaller category than the industry has been assuming. A geopolitical dimension to the small models shift received less attention than it deserves. Models that run on consumer hardware cannot be switched off by a corporation, cannot be subject to geographic restrictions, and cannot be monitored at the API level. That is a structurally different governance environment from one in which all AI capability flows through a handful of large API providers, neither inherently good nor bad, but consequential. The Claude vocabulary study, titled "The Load-Bearing Vocabulary of Claude," represents the kind of community-driven technical analysis Hacker News does distinctively well. A researcher systematically mapped which words and phrases appear in Claude's outputs at rates far exceeding their frequency in general text, arguing that certain vocabulary performs structural scaffolding work in the model's reasoning. The HN thread split between those reading the findings as a form of mechanistic interpretability and those attributing the patterns primarily to training data and reinforcement learning choices. The practical application, commenters agreed, is clearer in either case. Knowing which vocabulary is load-bearing gives practitioners better tools for both prompting and auditing model outputs. The Terminal Bench Science Benchmark, also discussed this week, evaluates AI agents not on whether they can answer a chemistry question, but on whether they can navigate the full workflow of a research scientist, reading papers, running analyses, interpreting results, writing findings. Bill Gates's GatesNotes essay, "The Turbulent AI Era," drew 312 points and 561 comments, a ratio suggesting a polarizing piece. Gates argued that AI is creating genuine disruption requiring active policy choices, and that the window for making those choices wisely is narrowing. The HN community divided between those finding the framing insightful and those skeptical of a billionaire philanthropist's framing of whose interests deserve priority.